B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
They throw it ahead to Hayward. Hayward tracks it down. 18 seconds to go. It's a four-point game. In a tight. He's blocked by Embiid. And the Sixers have the ball. Oh, man. Embiid with a block on Tice. And the Sixers are going to beat Boston.
A phrase from the great Doug Peterson applied to last night's basketball game. Stack up those wins. And they're stacking up the wins now against the upper echelon opponents of the NBA. That's what the 76ers did. Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome in Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson with you. First off, I did a little spot with you guys in the 5 o'clock hour not too long ago, a little bit ago.
Right? I remember that.
And, man, I'm already being voice shamed. Like, two people, our friend Dustin's one of them. I believe the spoiler hit me up and said, oh, I got to listen to that voice today. Has it been this bad over the last couple of days?
No, today seems the worst.
Today's the worst. Yeah. I knew it.
You need the weekend.
You need to gargle some salt water or something there.
Salt water, yeah.
Okay, that's what I haven't done yet. I have the cough drops with me and all that fun stuff. But here's the thing. I never get sick, and I'm not sick now. This is just Monday Night Football voice. Mm-hmm. And it tends to linger.
The problem is you keep trying to decline when I offer you drugs.
Take the drugs, Mark.
You know, I keep trying to offer you drugs, and you're like, no, I'm good.
You hear that, kids? All you have to do is say no. I'm not sick, that's the thing. But I now think I am going to get sick because I had to get shots yesterday. I had to get shots and stuff. Jamie, did you do this?
You're not a baby.
Yeah, so what do you mean?
When you have a baby, you have
baby
to get shots.
Got shots.
No, I got shots. I still got the Band-Aids to say Rite Aid on them.
What kind of shots?
Your whooping cough thing?
Oh, yeah, I had that still valid.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the last time I got a shot because I'm never sick.
Huh.
And I got the flu shot.
I get the flu shot every year.
And I got the other thing. I never get the flu shot. But now because I got the stupid flu shot, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to get sick now.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I got pneumonia one. The one year I got the flu shot, I got pneumonia.
You got pneumonia. See that?
I don't get the flu shot anymore.
I had to take Skylar to get her flu shot yesterday.
Oh, see, we got the 4 month shots today.
Ooh.
I saw guys at the bars doing shots last night.
How was that great event, man? How was the event with
Eddie
Barkowitz?
Eddie Barkowitz, Mike Kern did a great job. Tons of presents, lots of stuff. Great, great people. Ran into your 8th grade coach.
My man, Al Mayo.
So
Coach
Al,
Mayo.
Al pulls me over and says, can I show you a picture? And I said, sure. So he pulls me over and shows me a picture, Trey. Shows me a picture. Says, yeah, this was my 8th grade team. They were pretty good. And I look, oh, is that Mark? And he says, yeah, he did. That's what he did for my team. And he was on the end of the bench.
First off, I did not sit on the end of the bench. I believe in that
picture. You were on the end of the bench.
Yeah, by the coaches. That end of the bench. Because I knew if you sat by the coach, you got in the game.
Well, what was your excuse?
Load management. Okay. Obviously. I had a game off that day.
But, yeah, great time last night. And Al had nothing but great things to say about you.
Oh, he's the best.
And is very happy with all that's going on with us. So, yeah, good man.
Yeah, I will just say this. The guy, when you play sports when you're a kid, it bonds you for life, they always say. The guy sitting next to me on that bench was in my wedding. Ryan Bennett.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. People have taken the last couple of days way too negative about Joel Embiid. And not just about Joel Embiid himself, but about the criticism, if that's what you want to call it, thrown in his direction. when you have, and you guys have kids that are older, obviously, Trey, when just one of your sons brings home a test that you know they should have got an A on and it's a C, do you look at him and go, oh, congratulations, you passed. You did the bare minimum.
No.
No, you want him to get a B or an A, right? You want him to do a little bit better. Bob, same thing, right? When you see there's potential there, you want to see the potential reach, do you not?
Yes, I wish my kids had potential. Yes, that would be awesome. No, exactly. You're exactly right.
Like,
yeah.
For me, all this Embiid stuff was a guy not reaching his potential. And it's just funny to me, and I will pat him on the back. Good for him that he's got the class, the wherewithal, the self-awareness to say, yeah, you know, Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, they're in the Hall of Fame for a reason. I agree with what they're saying. They're right. I give him so much credit for that. But when he does come out and say, I can't just flip a switch and pick and choose when I want to dominate, and then he goes out and scores 38 points. You tend to have you tend to have the ability to pick and choose when you want to dominate. Now, it wasn't the best big men down low covering him with a Tice, right? But last night, but you have a guy that does, for the most part, have that ability to say, tonight is my night. And the main reason for that isn't because he leads the league in post-ups. It's not because he's the strongest guy in the world that can get down the blocks and impose his will. It's because he does have a very versatile game. And last night you saw that. There were good jump shots. There was a big three late in the game. There was huge post-ups last night. Like, he can do those three facets of the game so remarkably well. And he did that last night in one of their biggest games of the season. And we always talk about the big games against the Bucks, the Celtics, the Raptors. And Joel Embiid went out there and helped his team improve to 2-0 against those Boston Celtics. And not just that, also make sure that they're one of the only undefeated teams at home remaining in the NBA, because that was the first Celtics loss at home last night. And it was great to see him again smile late in that game.
He blended maturity with immaturity last night, and it was yesterday, I should say, and it was perfect. His pregame quotes talking about Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal were spot on. I mean, that was mature. Okay, they said it. They must be right. I need to do better. Mm-hmm. Boom. That's mature. Goes out on the court last night and has fun and starts antagonizing the crowd and trash talking. That's the immaturity that he can keep. Keep that immaturity, because if it's immature to have fun and play well, I'm all for it.
And Trey, I thought of you last night because you talked about a conversation you had with Bruce Smith.
Uh-huh.
Hall of Fame Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
And he pulled you aside and said, listen, young buck.
Yeah.
This is the X's and O's of the game. Here's how you dot your I's and cross your T's. Charles Barkley last night talked about how he talked to Dad. Whoever we Sixers fans should know is what he called Moses Malone.
Uh-huh.
And he even called him that at a Moses funeral. And he said, hey, Dad told me basically, and he told this story last night, that I said, hey, how come I'm not playing? And good old Dad, Moses Malone, told Chuck, well, you're fat and you're lazy.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you need to be right between the eyes, do you not?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, when it's right there, especially if someone that you respect that gives you some advice or gives you something that's going to try to help build you up, hey, you take it and you accept it and you move on, you move forward.
That's what you saw from him last night. And the best part about it is ultimately the result, right? Now, look, he could say all the right things, they go out there and lose. They go out there and he scores 20 points with 10 rebounds and they go out there and lose. No, the best thing happened. Not only did he say all the right things, he did all the right things in the game as well. Not just on the court during those 48 minutes, but how about this? Before the game, Allie LaForce told this story during the game.
Love her.
She is an angel face. Oh, my God. Like, she's great at her job. Let me say that. She's great at her job.
I think March Madness when I see Allie LaForce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I will say, beautiful
That's
lady.
What Jamie meant by love her. He meant her reporting and her basketball knowledge.
I don't think you did.
I meant she's a beautiful lady, and she covers very well a sport that I love, Bob.
Boom.
I had your back, dude.
Checks both boxes. She's an angel face.
And the scouting... Angel face sideline reporter lady. She's great. And she is phenomenal. And she told the story last night about Joel Embiid. There's two buses back to the hotel after morning shoot around.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid not only didn't take the first bus home back to the hotel, you know what he did, Trey? He stayed there for another 25 minutes and just shot threes. Now, some Sixers fans might say, oh, no, get in the post. What the hell's the matter with you? Yeah, he needs more work on, if he does want to have that as part of his game, and he did hit a big one last night, like I said, then go ahead and try to get a little bit better at that as well. So when you do shoot a three, most people will be like, oh, cool, more spacing, instead of, oh, God, he's shooting a three. Mm-hmm. But he still was working on his game, and I love hearing that. You want to hear about a guy trying to get to that full potential, and it hasn't
been...
I don't want to say it's been...
Well, it's been criticism, but it certainly hasn't been unfair. And anything that Shaq and Barkley said the other night is nothing that we haven't said already. You just want to see Joel Embiid reach his full potential. You just want to see him dominate when you know he can dominate. And after saying he couldn't flip that switch, 38 points, 38. Just like that.
Yeah. And you know what? It was amazing. That Shaq and Barkley didn't say anything we haven't said already on the show. I think they've been listening in on our show.
They're totally stealing our material.
Absolutely. They've been stealing our materials. I mean, everything that we say, they pretty much said word for word.
Now, we have all the audio. We'll play it for you as the show goes on.
Trey and I talked before the show. The only logical thing you can think here is that Shaq and Charles love the show.
Yeah, they listen.
They listen. They're big listeners.
Big fans.
Listeners.
Big, yeah, fans.
Big fans. Big fans.
Notice tonight, Shaq didn't try to get up and run to the board.
Still recovering. As you get older, once you hit the ground, that is traumatic, man.
Yeah, he looked.
When's the last time you fell? Like, hit the ground.
What was the last time I fell?
Yeah, like you had a fall.
My Wings game performance?
Yeah. That's you've had a couple.
Yeah.
I just thought about the golf course, man. That was
epic.
Wow, Jamie, you have falling down problems.
As ever since I've become a father, my clumsiness has gone through the roof. Addie, too. She, like, cut her finger off one day. She broke her toe.
What the hell?
We're a mess. I don't know.
Good God,
baby,
man.
Safe. We're a mess.
Oh, okay. So, well, so, priorities, my friend. Yeah. But, you totally mentioned my brain.
It's traumatic, man. You know, it takes a little while.
I can't remember the last time I totally bit it.
Yeah. I got it. It's so weird you brought this up, because I recently had a doctor's appointment. I had to leave a little early. I had a doctor's appointment. And one of the questions they said to me, have you fallen recently? And I just started laughing. And she's like, what? And I was like, I don't... Am I that old that you're asking me if I've fallen recently? Like, I could go dive on the floor messing around, you know, tomorrow.
Right.
And I don't think of that. I don't know.
If get on the floor.
Kid around, I'll dive around and, you know... mess around. If I have little nieces and nephews, you know, where you play fight and stuff, like, are we that age where falls really hurt us, Trey?
Yes.
Wow.
Get on the floor.
Yes, it hurts. Yes,
get on the floor, Tony. Die, yeah, for that loose ball.
I was messing around one time with the missus with some socks on in the kitchen. I was running around. Come here. And I messed around and I bent the corner.
Daddy grab ass.
And my feet were outside of my body, you know. My
That's
feet
not
were a little
good.
Wide. And man, it was just like all I could see, you know, it was just a slow motion, like, oh no.
This I'm is going down.
Then I wanted to reach for the kitchen sink to kind of brace myself, but then I didn't want to rip up all my countertops and everything, you know. And then rip my shoulder out of socket, so I just went ahead and hit the ground.
I got a great visual in my head going on right
now.
And
then I laid there and did a system diagnostic just to make sure.
My back. Yeah. My neck. Is everything all right?
Yeah. And the Miz was over there laughing at me. I'm like, can you give me a hand once you finish laughing? Because, I mean...
I'm watching people fall is hilarious.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
So here I am on the ground.
We saw a good video the other day.
Yes, we did. Phenomenal video, as a matter of fact. Trey, you do have to ask this question. You were wearing other things besides socks, right?
No.
All right.
Come here. Run around the sink.
You're just trying to be all sexy with the missus?
Yeah, running around. Hey, come here. Give me.
That's
my feet were outside of my body when I made it.
It's all about footwork, Trey.
Yeah, it's all about footwork.
Your leg kick was off, I believe.
Yeah,
I believe your leg kick was off.
It was outside.
You were set at 45 degrees. We talked about this.
Yeah, it's not good.
All this because Shaq did not get up last night.
Yeah.
Because he fell the previous night, he just, the previous broadcast, he just stared at the TV. He was like, yeah, or the camera. Yeah, I ain't getting up. After 2 nights ago, yeah, forget about it. Not happening. But it was a great performance from Joel Embiid and the Sixers last night. Great to see them get that victory in Boston. And now they got the back-to-back tonight. They got the Pelicans in South Philly, one of the worst teams, going from one of the better teams to one of the worst teams. So hopefully you see another victory tonight for the 76ers. Now, here's the thing. It is a beautiful Friday, right? We got a football Friday going on. Another huge game for the Eagles, kicking off at 1 o'clock against the Skins down in Landover, Maryland. A little bit later today, before we talk about the X's and O's of that game and what's going into it, a little bit later today, we will be awarding some Eagles fans a trip down to that game, courtesy of the great people of PhillySportsTrips.com. We're going to do that a little bit later in the show today, so we'll break that down, let you know how we're going to do that. But make sure you're listening to the show today. Make sure you're listening to Anthony in the midday, the Anthony Gargano show, and then also listen to the Mike Missanelli show. I believe Ty's in again today. So make sure you're listening for your chance to win some incredible, incredible tickets to the game, as well as a great road trip. You get an incredible caravan. Not even a caravan. You get a nice bus trip down there as well, where you get drinks, you get food. You're going to be taken care of by the great people of PhillySportsTrips.com. Also, make sure you take advantage of the great food from Cavs Catering as well. So we have all that going on. But as far as the game itself, I want to look at this game, and I said this yesterday, that I feel like I just want to see a convincing win from the Eagles. I want to see that win where it's a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and you feel comfortable. You're not trailing. You're not up a field goal. You know, you have at least a 2-score lead going into that fourth quarter. That's what I ask for. That's what I long for. That's what I want, Trey. Mm-hmm. I just haven't seen this team play to that level against any opponent in recent memory, is what it's like this season. And as much as I want to say all these other guys, and as I've been saying with these wide receivers, they at least have that want-to, that old college try about them. It's just a matter of whether or not they have the talent level to keep it going. As much as I want to say that stuff about Greg Ward or out of the backfield, a guy like Boston Scott, I have not seen this Eagles team play well over a long stretch of time. I'm hoping, this is what we're hoping for. The bottom line is you're hoping that they match their season-long winning streak of 2 games on Sunday. 2 games, this team. Think about that from where we were at the start of the season to right now. If I told you this team isn't going to win more than 2 games in a row all year, well, they're going to need a winning streak now. We know that, if they're going to win this division. And now would be a good time to at least match your season high. But as much as I want to see that big, you know, that 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, this team doesn't invoke that confidence. I think they're going to win, but I still think it's going to be uncomfortable. And most of that has to do with that Redskins defense, Trey, that you talked about so much yesterday.
Yeah.
This defense can get after it, and they can get after the quarterback. And if Carson Wentz is pressured, trying to get rid of the ball to these receivers, that could have a lot of problems happen for the Eagles offense.
Yeah, this is a good group. I mean, you know, when you look at their offense is struggling, but when their defensive front is definitely intact. They know how to get after the quarterback. Like I said, I think they're right around 40-something sacks. And, I mean, you know, puts them at their, they have 40 sacks right now on that defensive front. So, I mean, you know, this is a group that's going to be extremely active. And with a 3-4 front, you know, that's when you have those big nose guards that's going to line up over Kelsey, get pushed. And right now, I mean, when it comes to their passing defense, that's where it is. Teams have been able to run against them, but their passing defense is intact, man, and they get after it.
Yeah, and we talked about yesterday a little bit some of these newer guys coming into the fray here, especially because both these teams have changed so much since week one. Maybe you don't have that familiarity when it comes to knowing a divisional opponent. But in this case, Landon Collins is still lurking back there.
Yeah.
You don't have Ryan Kerrigan. That's the biggest check mark in the Eagles' advantage right there. But Landon Collins knows this team very well. And he knows Carson Wentz very well, going from the Giants to the Redskins, as we talked about in week one. But, Bob, this is the type of matchup that at least your secondary, your members of the secondary, Josh Gordon being another one who's barely seen the field recently. But you have those guys that know this offense very well.
Yeah, and it's something that you have to build on that, because this defense has been carrying you lately, right? I mean, take away the Miami game, but the 2 games they lost before that, this past Giants game, we heard Doug Peterson talking in the locker room about how great the defense was. Okay, we thought this was going to be an offensive squad, but things have happened to make it not be that. You don't have your leading running back. Your receiving core is depleted so much. You're going to have to ride this defense, and you know, like it or not, that's where you are. Trey makes a great point. This defensive line for Washington is really good. This could be an offensive struggle for the Eagles on Saturday, on Sunday, even though they're missing Ryan Kerrigan. You talk about you want a comfortable win, Mark. I don't think this team's good enough to give you that. I really don't. Not against anyone in this league.
I think the only comfortable win you could see on the schedule from this point out, even being the greatest optimist, is if they rest their starters week 17. At least that'll be a comfortable, I don't know. You know what? That might not even be a comfortable win. That'll just be a comfortable game, because you know the playoffs are just the next thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is, there's been a lot of drama surrounding the Eagles locker room yet again. And I was in the locker room yesterday. There was definitely a more positive atmosphere coming off the win, as you would assume. But Alshon Jeffrey has been a guy that a lot of people will look at as the lightning rod and the source and all that stuff of anybody complaining about Carson Wentz. We just talked about Joel Embiid being an absolute professional when it came to talking about Charles Barkley and talking about Shaquille O'Neal and what they had to say about his game. Carson Wentz handled the Alshon Jeffrey thing yesterday like a pro. Just saying, I think twice in his press conference yesterday, that he loved that guy And he's sorry to see what happened. Now, I'm not expecting him to be like, yeah, he's gone. Ha ha, deal with that. You know, you snitch. He's not going to say that. And for all we know, maybe he's not the snitch anyway. But to come out and speak glowingly about a guy whose season is done and who might have already played his last game as an Eagle, if you buy into some of the speculation about what could happen with his contract and moving on from him in the offseason, if the Eagles are going to eat that money. But he handled it like the classiest way possible. And it was just a nice thing to see, because if you're one of these other guys that might be doubting what Carson Wentz's ability could be or how good a quarterback he could be, at least that's a little bit of a feather in his cap where he took the high road. He didn't just blow it off or anything like, oh, yeah, we hope to get him back, next question kind of thing. It was like he spoke glowingly about Alshon Jeffrey. It was good to hear.
He's good behind the microphone. He's smart. I think a lot of it is genuine, too. His Instagram game, though, was terrible.
Yeah, that video was awful.
That's not good.
Yeah, I didn't even know what it was. What was that?
I had no idea. It was so like snorting the tea through the vapors. I don't know.
He was walking somewhere.
Yeah, was the weird goose flying out of the coffee? Did we establish this?
No, I don't know.
There was a goose or a duck or something flying out of the coffee or the hot chocolate.
I'm surprised you let it fly.
I was waiting for the...
He drops his coffee, pulls out a rifle.
You know.
Pull. Bang.
As you can see, when they did the baby reveal, there was nothing in the sky.
Other than the football.
Yeah, the ducks know not to go around that property.
No.
I told somebody at the Eagles yesterday, I asked them, did you go to the gender reveal? He's like, no, I didn't get the invite for that. I go, you know, it's always weird at the end of a gender reveal when you have to say, and no one was harmed. Like, we're having a girl and no one was harmed. But it's good to see him take that high road with Alshon Jeffrey. The other thing that I took away from just any locker room material from yesterday was I got a chance to talk to Boston Scott. Boston Scott, we all know, had a great game, by far a career game against the Giants. You know who doesn't remember that game? Boston Scott. This is, you talk about mindset like we were yesterday and mentality and all that. Boston Scott is the shortest memory I've ever seen anyone have. Mm-hmm. Like, he's playing this game right now as if he knows it could all be gone tomorrow. And to have that appreciation, and here's what matters, that motivation going in the next one is the greatest thing you could ask any young athlete or any inexperienced athlete to have. The fact that you have so much to prove as a football team, and a guy that's most likely going to be your number two running back in this game, is going into a game with that type of mentality. Like, hey, you hit 40 home runs in the minors. Hey, now you're in the majors. Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
To have that type of mindset is exactly what this offense needs. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about guys that are hungry and guys that want to make the play. That's what you eat up with a spoon, Bob Cooney.
Not a fork, weirdo.
I don't know.
Soup season, Bob.
Yeah. Spoon means you just shovel it in your mouth. You're good to go. That's why the spoon is a more effective way and quicker way to eat.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, when you talk, with Boston, and for the record, let me just get this out of the way. For the record, Boston Scott's been shamed a little bit here.
Uh-oh.
People compare him a lot to Darren Sproles. Oh, he's like Darren Sproles.
That's height shaming.
It's height shaming. You know why it's height shaming?
He's an inch taller.
He's an inch taller. Thank you very much, Bob.
No, is he really one inch taller?
Yes. You didn't know? Yes.
I didn't.
He's 5'7". He's 5'7".
That's not right.
Darren Sproles is 5'6".
That's amazing.
Slighting the man.
Darren Sproles survived in the NFL as long as he did at 5'6".
And probably a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely. But Trey, when you talk about a young athlete and you got a season on the line, every game you play, probably for the rest of this season, is the season's on the line, and that's your number two running back, at least for going forward.
Hey, and I feel good about it. I mean, you know, I think Boston Scott adds a nice little punch to the game. Definitely a nice change of pace back. And that's what you want when you have Miles Sanders that has a little bit more longer stride. That, you know, it's just Boston Scott just brings a different energy to the game. And that's what you want when you have a number two running back. You want somebody that's going to be that little spark in the game.
It's funny. Boston Scott has become to Miles Sanders what Miles Sanders was to Jordan Howard.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's you know, if you're a play caller, whatever, it's probably nice to have because you're not totally role reversing. You still kind of have the same elements that you had before.
Asher's hit me up on Twitter saying, not voice shaming you, Mark Farzetta. Rock out, man.
It's getting better as you go along.
It's a warm-up lap is what I need. I woke up early. You know, it's been a rough week, been a long week, whatever. So I woke up early and I watched the Sixers game, all right? So I haven't talked about, like, stretching out the voice, trying to get it ready. I was doing, like, vocal exercises in the car. None of it was working.
How do those exercises? Me, like stuff like that?
Just like that.
Wow.
Out now, brown cow. The human skeletons cannot get a bank loan.
Unique New York.
It's a very obscure reference I just made. Dustin's hit me up saying I sound like Batman and not Michael Keaton Batman, my Batman. Right? He says I sound like the other Batman fellow, that Christian Bale character. And then the spoiler is telling me that, yeah, I can't listen to that voice. All right, thanks very much. Sam, we do have a Twitter poll today, as per usual. Will the Eagles win on Sunday is what we're going to ask the good people of Philadelphia. And who will bring us that fine Twitter poll today?
Window Nation, take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows, plus McNone down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And we did ask, will the Eagles win this Sunday? So far, 78% said yes.
Oh, there we go. That's the highest
the
it's been
in
quite some time. Actually, no, it was actually pretty high against the Dolphins as well, but We'll forget about that game. All right, coming up in a minute, we'll let you hear Joel Embiid's response to Charles Barkley and some more highlights from last night's Sixers win. Time of the Fanatic is 6:22.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, how about this, ladies and gentlemen? First off, 6 o'clock hour brought to you by the wonderful people of United Rentals Power and HVAC for all your power generation HVAC rentals in the tri-state area. Visit UnitedRentals.com. I'm holding this up for our Twitch audience. Look at this. A stack of cookies. Now, there's 4 cookies here. This feels like it weighs 7 pounds.
At least.
This is 7 to 10 pounds of cookies sent from our good friend Adam Schefter.
That is amazing.
Look at that.
A good man.
That's amazing. Awesome. Twitch, check that out.
Good job, my chef.
Thank you, Chef. He says happy holidays to all used guys. Well, he didn't say used guys, but you get the idea. Thank you very much, Adam Schefter. We'll reference that when we have him on next Wednesday. Here's the thing. The Embiid conversation has been the talk of the town this week when it comes to Joel Embiid and what he can or can't do and whether or not he chooses to dominate. And you've heard the Shaquille O'Neal stuff. You've heard the Charles Barkley stuff. They addressed it last night as well, saying, like, look, we want him to be great. And that's what we all want. We want Joel Embiid to be great. So before the game, what was this, after morning shoot-around,
Bob?
Joel Embiid goes over to the reporters, or they go over to him and they start asking him questions. I think it was Keith Pompey of the Inquirer that got the conversation started. Here is Joel Embiid responding verbally to Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley.
That's what they do. Maybe they're right. But I do think they're right. I think I need to, be more aggressive. Just look to impose myself. Just look to dominate. I think the whole season I haven't done that. And then you can see the way it's affected my efficiency and my stats. So, I guess I need to go back to having fun and just dominate. But I get what they're saying, man. I think they're right, man. I got to make a change.
Now, Barkley pointed out right before the game, I should say, that Charles Barkley, or that Joel Embiid could have done what a lot of younger players do right now, which is, and the phrase that Charles Barkley used was, get off my lawn. Like, oh, that old guy, what the hell, he's just saying, get off my lawn. Or, as the new phrase has emerged, okay, boomer, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But he didn't. He didn't just say two guys on TV were criticizing me, wham, wham, wham. He said two Hall of Fame big men were criticizing my game. And not even chastising, but just focusing on the fact that you can't show up and say, I think I'll play tonight. No, you have to show up and say, I'm going to dominate tonight. You have to do that for as many games as you're able to get out on the floor. And that's the difference in mindset that those two players were talking about
versus the over analytical or over criticizing, over criticism that people were throwing in the direction of Joel Embiid. It's just a requirement or a request from those guys to reach your full potential. That's all that was. Mm-hmm. And I think he took it the best way possible, Trey.
Absolutely. You could see that it was something that did spark something in him. And after hearing that, I was like, oh, okay, I'm about to load up on his over right now. Because the big fella's about to go in.
You making some money last night?
Yes, yeah. I did.
All right.
Yes! Because I'm like, yes!
When
that's me!
When he started with, it's what they do, I was like, I swear, where's this going?
Right.
Because it could have gone bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he didn't, and he was thinking as he spoke, and he's like, you know, I guess they're right. You could see him thinking about it, so you know it was legitimate. His thoughts were legitimate. It wasn't something that he had in his head, I'll just say this. It was legitimate. You know what? They're probably right. And the best part of that, of what he said, is the little part where he says, I just have to have fun again.
That's it.
The guy that's
having fun is the best version of Joel Embiid.
When Jamie hits the drop, I just want to be dominant.
I'm trying to be dominant.
It just takes you back to a time where you want to be all the time, and hopefully he's getting there. And the fist pumps last night, and a little bit of the trash talking and all that. I think he's getting there. He's finding himself.
Man, when he threw the bows. But he just threw the ball, bam, back off me. Let me get that. Then when he got the dunk on, I was like, oh yeah, see.
Yeah.
He could have been listening to us, though. You know, right?
We've
been talking about this.
He didn't reference me in my eighth grade basketball career. No, he didn't go there. But 38 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists for JoJo. Only 2 turnovers. And 12 for 14 from the line.
Man, he's so talented. And I just love when he takes on this approach right here. And I hope it's something that he keeps in his game, because this team needs him to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And this team flows a lot better. One of the things that Shaq said also during the broadcast was that, hey, man, as a leader, you have to always be on. You can't come in there moping about, because the team feeds off of that. Sounds a little familiar, but whatever. Shaq said it too. And it kind of resonated with him. And you can see that he brought that same energy into his game.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. When you see him play at that level, this is a team that makes it out of the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Eastern Conference championship team. The real test, as we all know, will come on December 25th, Christmas Day, in the first matchup against the Bucks this year. Can't wait for that game, as I know none of us can. But the other part of this is that Tobias Harris, after the game, when he was talking to the lovely Allie LaForce, when he was talking to her, she teed him up to throw a little criticism back at Shaq and Charles Barkley. And he didn't go that way either. Tobias Harris, and it wasn't like he avoided standing up for a teammate. He talked about how great those guys were in their careers, and when they talk, you have to listen. Mm-hmm. And he said he had a conversation with Joel Embiid, I believe it was before shoot-around, actually, about those comments. And I was like, yeah, you have to take it and run with it. If you're listening to that and you're taking that as advice, or you're taking that as as constructive criticism, then let's see you go out tonight and do your thing. And that's exactly what he did. So much for saying, I can't choose who I'm going to dominate. Mm-hmm. Seemed pretty easy for him. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Wide open board for you if you want to come in and talk 76ers. You also want to come in and talk some Eagles regarding the Redskins this weekend. We'll get a little bit more into that at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock when we talk to the great Ron Jaworski. And this is a problem in the NFL, and this is something that I thought they had addressed time and time again already. But there was someone in the Eagles locker room that lied about having a concussion. And that, to me, is... I admire someone for wanting to play. We'll get into that in a little bit. Trey, I know you got something on that. 610-632-0975. Time at the Fanatic is 640.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah.
This fine football Friday at the Fanatic, brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law for the power of justice, accidents malpractice, nursing. Nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. So I'm walking out of the locker room yesterday. That but all right.
What?
I said it last. Said it last.
Are we not supposed to eat these? You had already taken pictures. I felt like you already took pictures.
I took the pictures of the cookies that Adam Schefter sent us. And as I'm setting up a segment, I look over and Trey was... you're like waiting for me to look at you. Like, you're, like the cookie was almost in your mouth. And you're like, I'm going to wait till he looks over. And I'm going to take a bite as if to taunt him.
They're delicious.
What's the report? Yeah.
Oh, they're amazing. I don't even know what kind this is, but it's awesome.
I knew Schefter would send the best cookies in the land.
No, I'm not kidding. They're like, four cookies that weigh 7 pounds?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
To me, that says butter, fat, and eggs. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a chocolate, like, with some peanut butter, like...
You bite into it, there's a steak?
Some swirls?
Yeah. Oh, I have an oatmeal raisin.
Oh, do you?
Oh, boy.
Good for you. Yeah,
this is pretty
don't
awesome.
Don't worry, we saved you and Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Bless both of you.
Because we're team players.
Trey is a team player.
He is a team player.
He looked. I said, what do you think? Should we rip into the cookies? And he says, well, he starts looking at the box. He goes, well, who were they sent to? I said, oh, no, all of our names are on
there. Yes, correct.
It's like, oh, hell then.
Yeah. And I did take the picture. I'll tweet that out a little bit later and thank Shefty for that and his family because it is from the Schefter family.
Yes, it is.
That's very nice. That's
I
very...
texted Shefty already.
Oh, you
he's
did?
Already gotten back to me.
Oh, they're very nice.
So, very nice man.
Did they make any trade? No, just kidding. All right, so.
what are the Eagles going to do?
Yeah, what are the Eagles going to do? So here's the thing. I'm walking out of the Eagles NovaCare complex yesterday after going around the locker room talking to some of the guys. And Dave Zingaro's out there. And Dave's walking with a little bit of a strut, like something's bothering him. And I know Dave a little bit, and Dave's a friend of mine, and I say, hey, man, what's going on? And he goes...
Not like a Conor McGregor strut?
No, he was not showing off. No, there was it was like a, you know, there was weight on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I go, hey, man, what's going on? And he goes, you're not going to believe this. And I go, try me. And he says, Camus Grugier-Hill played practically the entire Dolphins game with a concussion. Now, Dave wrote up a story. It's on NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com. It's a great piece. But at what point, he said he went over there and told the training staff that it was his shoulder. At what point is it going to, like, I admire players that want to play through injury, and I give them all the credit in the world for guys that are trying to tough it out. But there's something going on right now in the NFL that's bigger than an individual player, I feel like. And look, Trey, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But I just feel like there is something that is affecting so many other players' lives, and there's a huge movement going to protecting players from this. And he said, yeah, to hell with it. It's my shoulder. Now, my first question is, how the hell you let this happen when there's supposed to be an independent, I believe, neurologist on the sideline that is supposed to review hits, any hit to the head, and you just call him in regardless and say, hey, you come over here, you got to go through protocol. So if he says it's his shoulder, how do you not already know it's his head? From reviewing the film, like, was when you look at the tape, was it blocked? Could you not see him getting contact to the head? Maybe I don't know, but still, he tells the training staff, "Yeah, no, I'm fine," and he played the game.
Mm-hmm. It was a vicious collision.
Yeah,
it was vicious. So right away, I think we all, as we looked at it, were like, "Ooh," and we all thought head.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was or not, if he comes out saying, "Oh, it's my shoulder," I'm sorry. How do you, as a medical staff, do you not say, "Okay, yeah, we'll check that too"?
But they're supposed to review the film,
right? I don't know how that gets by. You're absolutely right, Mark. I don't know how a medical staff lets that get by.
I don't get it. And Trey, I mean, obviously, you're the guy that was there. You're the guy that was the player and all that, and we all know. But it seems like there's something bigger going on than an individual player.
Well, to me, it just seems like, you know, when you come over there, they ask you, hey, man, what's going on? Are you okay? And he said, yeah, I'm good. It's just my shoulder. And unless he's getting up dazed and looking dizzy, like there was one particular play one time when Nigel Bradham took a hit, and you could see that he was a little wobbly getting up. Other than that, you know, they have nothing to go off of. Like with Lane, when Lane went out for the concussion, there was no particular hit that said, hey, man, what caused that? Because whenever Lane finished that series, he played all the way through up until they scored.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it to say, hey, man, you had a concussion on that particular
right.
play? So you never know unless it's something that where the player gets up and is wobbly or something like that. Other than that, you have to take the player at his word.
Yeah, I would just, to me, I would have assumed that they look at it and say, ooh, that's violent. You don't have to get hit in the head. As we all know, it can be like that, you know, snap reaction of your neck going back. But to me, I thought it would be unquestionable that they would look at that hit. And even though he comes over and says shoulder, they would just automatically say, yeah, but we're going to do concussion protocol also.
Like, I've been on a production truck where I've seen this happen on the sideline where somebody says they're not hurt, but they saw a hit to the head and they have to go through either protocol or at least go in the medical tent and just get reviewed.
Yeah.
That's what's so strange to me about this.
Yeah.
The fact that it's, I don't know, easy for a player to be like, yeah, no, I'm fine, I'm playing. And look, I think almost any player, I'll say that, is going to do whatever.
Everybody.
Thank you. That was the Simpsons doctor.
Oh, yeah. Meatballs connected to there. Something.
Is this Futurama? Is this Futurama?
Dr. Nick.
Red things connected to my
Jamie just watch. Giggling away.
Well, that's what I envisioned.
In your brain, that's what's happening on the sideline.
Dr. Nick's just strolling the sidelines going, well, I don't know.
And the results would kind of go to your theory, Jamie, of they have no idea what's going on. But to my point, what I'm saying is I've seen this happen where guys, I think it's a green hat they're supposed to have on the sideline.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, get the green hat. They got to go out there and make sure this guy doesn't have a concussion. But apparently what happened was as the week went on, Kamu Grugier-Hill told Dave Zingaro that there was headaches that didn't subside. They did not go away. And he stuck with him. And that's when he decided to tell the medical staff about it.
Yeah, it is odd because you're being so cautious. I mean, the NFL is being so cautious. And when I first heard about Trey, I wanted to ask you. Look, back in the day, we would all be like, yeah, of course, we've all done that. You know, Jamie and I were talking about it yesterday. He's probably had 5 or 6 concussions. You know, in high school, he got one, and the coach said, yeah, all right, come back when you're ready.
Right.
Trey, now with the cautiousness, with what you know, with what the NFL's trying to do with this concussion protocol, do you commend him for going through the game? Is it like, yeah, okay, or now is it...
No, that was stupid.
Okay, all right.
That was stupid. You know, if you felt like there was something like that going on, you need to get yourself out of the game. Don't even play with it like that. Because, I mean, there's a lot that happens that you might not be dealing with now, but you're going to deal with it later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's what I talk about when I say there's something bigger going on than just your play. Let's get Norm and Willow Grove up here. He's got something on those 76ers for us. What's going on, Norm? Lost Norm. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be speaking in a couple of minutes, actually. We're going to talk to Ron Jaworski, and then we're going to talk, we're going to let you hear some Sixers highlights from last night's game. People hyped about the Sixers getting that victory. But here's the other thing. There does seem to have that good vibe that the Eagles have been missing for quite some time in that locker room. And whenever that locker room is I hate to use this term, but whenever the locker room's jamming, Trey, whenever they're feeling it, right? Mm-hmm. Good things tend to happen on the football field. And even after earlier wins in the season, I didn't get that vibe. And I'm in that locker room quite a bit, and I didn't get that vibe of, hey, we got this.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.